Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AMG's first quarter 2014 earnings call. Joining me on this call are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Amy Ard, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer. AMG's first quarter 2014 earnings press release issued this morning is on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the first quarter 2014 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Ms. Ard will comment on AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At the completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on the market and strategy. We will then open up the call for your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. This conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group NV. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts, but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, strategies, future events, future revenues or performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans, and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths and weaknesses, plans or goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position, and future operations and development, AMG's business strategy, and the trends AMG anticipates in the industries and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and the similar expressions and the negatives thereof are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that the predictions, forecasts, projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statement contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto or change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, during the first quarter 2014, AMG generated $274.9 million in revenue, $20.1 million of EBITDA, and $5.7 million of operating cash flow, and achieved a return on capital employed of 10%. AMG executed on a number of initiatives to reduce costs and improve cash flows during the first quarter, including substantially reducing capital expenditures. AMG reduced capital expenditures by 36% compared to the first quarter 2013 and focused on improving return on capital employed by only investing in the highest returning strategic projects and required maintenance expenditures. AMG streamlined operations and reduced headcount at its super alloys facility in Brazil to adjust production levels to current market conditions. This unit was performing below our expectations, and AMG took appropriate action. Weak demand for a number of products used in the aerospace and electronic sectors ultimately led to this decision. We are evaluating the need of additional right-sizing as demand in the local market continues to be challenging. I would now like to pass the floor to Amy, AMG's Chief Financial Officer. Ms. Art will comment on the first quarter financial results. Amy?
Thank you, Dr. Schimmelbusch. AMG's primary financial targets for 2014 include reducing gross and net debt and improving return on capital employed. Achieving these targets will continue to be influenced primarily by working capital management, reductions in capital investments, and improving operating profitability. We've made progress on these targets during the first quarter, despite the subdued market conditions. We reduced gross debt and maintained net debt levels during the quarter, and will continue to focus on strengthening the balance sheet as the year progresses. Although my discussion will primarily focus on comparisons between Q1 2014 and Q1 2013, it is also important to note that we have rebounded from the low Q4 2013 profitability levels. Sequential EBITDA increased 91%, as AMG started to see the impacts of the restructuring actions taken in 2013 and other continuous improvement initiatives. I will now walk through segmental performance. AMG Processing's focus on operational performance enabled it to increase EBITDA margins despite lower specialty metals prices. Pricing for most products was substantially lower than the first quarter 2013. However, AMG Processing was better able to match raw material costs with end market pricing due to the stability of the prices. This trend, combined with the operational improvements and an increase in sales of value-added products, resulted in a stable gross profit and gross margin. AMG Vanadium had a strong first quarter. This was the first quarter in which the new roaster capacity has fully impacted the financial results. The increased throughput enabled the unit to substantially increase volumes and gross margins. This is an example of the benefits of AMG's strategy to achieve critical mass in our core operations. The ROI on this capital investment should be consistent with our expectations. As Dr. Schimmelbusch noted, AMG Processing did incur approximately $700,000 in restructuring expenses, primarily at our Brazilian superalloy facility. We are addressing the continued low market prices and demand for certain products by adjusting capacity and reducing fixed cost levels at that facility. AMG Engineering's first quarter 2014 revenue was significantly below the first quarter 2013 due to the lower order backlog at the beginning of the quarter. However, $74.5 million of order intake was generated in Q1, the highest quarterly level in more than 1 year. This was the result of the realization of a number of delayed orders, particularly for the aerospace market. We expect additional strong order intake in the second quarter as other deferred investment decisions are realized. Engineering's focus on increasing higher margin service and spare parts revenue, combined with the cost reductions made in 2013, resulted in stable gross margins despite the substantially lower revenues due to decreased volumes and pricing pressure. The lower revenue and the corresponding impact on economies of scale, however, did result in a significant decrease in EBITDA to $1.5 million in the first quarter 2014. At the current revenue level, AMG Engineering's profitability is impacted by the relatively high fixed costs required in a material science knowledge-based organization. We are further evaluating how to reduce these costs while maintaining engineering's market position and reputation for high-end technology. AMG Mining's first quarter 2014 revenue decreased slightly as the impact of lower market prices for antimony and lower volumes for silicon metal offset increases in volumes and a more favorable product mix in graphite. Despite the decline in commodity-grade graphite prices, strong demand and AMG's focus on higher purity products for energy-saving applications resulted in a stable average graphite sales price. The efficiency improvements made during the second half of 2013 in the graphite and antimony operations and the focus on higher margin products drove the increase in gross margin to 18%. SG&A declined 6% during the quarter due to a 10% decrease in personnel costs compared to the first quarter 2013. This combination led to a 16% increase in EBITDA to $9.1 million. I'll now move on to some consolidated highlights. Consolidated SG&A decreased 3% to $35 million in the first quarter 2014, primarily the result of a 9% decrease in personnel costs, slightly offset by increased professional fees related to strategic activities. AMG's goal is to further reduce SG&A by 3% in 2014, and we have programs in place to achieve this goal. AMG's primary financial focus continues to be the reduction of net debt and harvesting the significant capital investments made in the past few years. Reductions in capital spending from historical levels is a key component of this strategy. AMG reduced capital spending by 36% in the first quarter 2014. We expect to invest $15 to $20 million in maintenance capital expenditures during 2014, and we remain selective in our growth investments. Total capital investment should approximate $30 million for the full year. AMG is in compliance with all debt covenants as of March 31, 2014. Net debt remains stable at $160.9 million. Consistent with our goals, a more efficient use of cash on the balance sheet enabled AMG to repay $4.8 million in gross debt during the first quarter 2014. Working capital increased by $7 million during the quarter and was 47 days sales as of March 31, up from 43 days sales at December. This was due to weakness in demand for superalloys, as well as an increase in accounts receivable. The company's debt to total capitalization ratio declined slightly at March 31, 2014, to 0.65 times from 0.66 times at year-end 2013. The net debt to last 12-month EBITDA was 2.28 times as of March 31, up slightly from year-end. While we expect this to decline by year-end 2014, it may fluctuate during the course of the year. AMG is making progress on its cash pooling initiative, which should enable a more efficient use of capital and a further reduction of gross debt and interest expenses in 2014. That concludes my remarks. I would now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, AMG's Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Amy. As Amy mentioned, AMG delivered solid operating performance during the quarter in spite of continued weakness in most of our specialty metals markets. Our operations are committed to continuous productivity improvement, cost reduction, and working capital optimization, all with the goal to drive positive cash flow and improve return on capital employed. AMG Processing executed on a number of key initiatives during the quarter, which resulted in improved operating performance. AMG Vanadium exceeded its operating goals for uptime and throughput on the new roaster, achieving a record for production volumes. The management team is well positioned to deliver substantially improved results for the full year. In the titanium and superalloy units, we are implementing cost reduction programs and adjusting production volumes to right-size the business to the continued low price environment. This includes some of the restructuring that we announced previously. We will make additional changes in the quarter in both of these units. We do not expect the market to substantially improve in the short term, and we continue to focus on the operational improvements necessary to achieve our cash flow and return on capital employed targets. AMG Engineering is reorienting its business model to deliver more consistent and recurring revenue streams. This included consolidating its previously separate spare parts and services business into one centralized unit. We also completed the merger of our nuclear furnace subsidiaries in France, and we co-located the respective teams and reduced overall headcount. Engineering completed an early retirement program and is accelerating a continuous improvement program to further improve project cost management. Finally, it is expanding its procurement efforts to reduce component and semi-finished product costs through a more aggressive global sourcing program. These activities will all help reduce fixed and variable costs, which are critical as the unit addresses the challenging market conditions. AMG Mining is continuing to address bottlenecks in the production process in tantalum, antimony, and silicon metal, and focusing on higher value-added products. These activities put in place in antimony and graphite during 2013 resulted in improved operational and financial performance during the first quarter of 2014. AMG Antimony has increased its production yields through a recycling program, which reduced raw material costs. AMG Silicon is utilizing new optical sorting equipment to reduce raw material impurities and lower energy consumption. AMG Graphite consolidating the production of graphite dispersions to one production location, which will result in reduced working capital and improve operational efficiencies. This focus on incremental improvements helped drive a 16% increase in EBITDA in the quarter. The challenging economic environment and weak prices do, however, influence our decision to defer investments in our mine activities. We've made good progress on our operational goals, but we have more work to do. We're well positioned to deliver improved operating performance in 2014. I would now like to pass the floor to Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. We continue to generate substantial operating cash flow despite the weak specialty metals markets. The focus on improving our operational performance will drive our financial performance as specialty metal prices remain weak during the quarter. Aggressive pricing by competitors, sluggish demand and overcapacity in certain sectors continues to adversely impact the critical materials market environment. Despite this, we have seen more stable prices, albeit on lower levels, and in those materials where declines persist, they were less dramatic than in previous quarters. Our ability to match raw material costs with end product revenues is very important, especially in AMG processing. Our management team is focused on carefully managing inventories and price risk. We too see pockets of improvement, particularly in AMG Vanadium's markets, as our increased capacity, excellent environmental record, and high-quality products attract demand from the North American steel market. Since the quarter ended, ferrovanadium, nickel, and molybdenum prices have increased slightly, and our operation is running near capacity. This is helping to offset continued declines in prices for materials used in the aerospace market due to the ongoing destocking in the global aerospace value chain. We continue to focus on improving operations and lowering our cost base to mitigate these effects. This should enable AMG Processing to improve its financial performance over 2013 levels. AMG Engineering's order intake in the first quarter 2014 rebounded significantly from the fourth quarter of 2013. We anticipate that the second quarter should see a similar level of order intake as customers cautiously upgrade technology and capacity. Engineering, however, is still impacted from the low order backlog at the beginning of the year. This will result in the unit generating the majority of its revenue and earnings in the second half of 2014. We are reducing costs, becoming more aggressive in the market, and increasing our portion of service revenues to address this challenge. In AMG Mining, we are increasing demand for our critical materials by moving upstream to higher value-added products and ancillary services to combat weak market prices. In a period of sustained low market prices that we are experiencing, AMG's materials technology expertise is essential to differentiating our products, particularly for graphite and antimony. We are exploring alternatives to partner with customers to provide materials under long-term relationships. Across AMG Mining, we are making additional operational improvements to reduce operational costs. In regard to our corporate strategy, we are making progress on a number of strategic initiatives, and we will update the market accordingly. This is part of our stated strategy to build critical mass in materials where AMG possesses a significant market position and potential for long-term growth. We believe that this will reduce AMG's complexity and drive shareholder value. Overall, AMG is improving operational performance and is executing on the stated strategy to gain critical mass in certain materials. This is beginning to produce results. However, these improvements continue to be impacted by weakness in some specialty metal markets. AMG should produce significant operating cash flow in 2014, and return on capital employed and EBITDA should improve over 2013 levels. Operator, we would now like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Frank Larsen from Rabobank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes. Good morning, Frank Larsen, Rabobank. On the restructuring charge you've taken in the first quarter, that's quite a big number. Can you spend a few more words? Where did you spend it on? And can we expect any new charges in the coming quarters? And when can we expect the cash out on this charge, please?
So the restructuring charge was a slightly over $700,000. It related to our super alloys business in Brazil, where we were experiencing some reduced demand. A portion of that cash has already been spent in the first quarter, and the remainder will go out in the second quarter. There could be additional charges in future quarters as we continue to evaluate that business as well as other businesses that aren't meeting our operating objectives.
Okay. And then maybe on the order intake and engineering systems, you expect a similar level for Q2. Can you elaborate on where does it come from? What regions, what products, the own and operate maybe? A few more words on that, please.
The own and operate is not contained in our backlog.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's a continuous business operating under long-term contracts. The engineering order backlog is traditionally impacted, of course, by Asia, the Asian market in particular, product line in the automotive sector in North America.
Okay.
In general, the common denominator of all order intake movements is aerospace.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Philippe DePaul from ING. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning all. Philippe DePaul from ING. First of all, congratulations on the very good cash flow and difficult trading conditions. I have two questions. The first question is on the line in the press release that stated you are making progress on your strategic plans to optimize the portfolio. And I was wondering if you could talk a bit more on what you mean by progress. And the second question is on the comment by Eric Jackson that you are continue to focus on producing or selling higher margin products in the mining business. I wonder if you could elaborate a bit more on what you're selling now and what you plan to sell less in the future and more. So what exactly are you going to change there in the portfolio?
Well, as regard to strategic projects, we, as you know, and we have discussed this earlier, we are evaluating presently, and that has been ongoing for a few months now, our portfolio as regard to possibilities to optimize. Now, this is a continuous process. However, after 5 years in our so-called post-solar world, it is justified to really make a real effort in this. And that is intended to lead to simplification in certain ways of our portfolio. If you ask me the status, then I have to give an evasive answer, but let me say that due diligence is ongoing.
Okay. That's clear.
I believe another question that Phil had regarding the upgrading products, particularly in mining related to graphite and titanium.
Well, the graphite business is a fast-growing business right now, and it is very much dominated by the products and energy saving, the graphite doped insulation materials. That is a key product line which is very successful and the single most important product in our portfolio of graphite products. In silicon metal, we have several very special micro-silica products which are successful, and both businesses are above expectations. In antimony, we are downstream integrating with customers by the way of master batches, which are specially designed for the use of our large customers in the chemical industry. All three of these segments, antimony, graphite, and silicon, are presently very well performing. Let me say something, Philip, on your first question. I will quote from a manuscript which I will read at the annual meeting, which is upcoming later today. Quote: "In summary, to date, we have concluded that to protect the synergy between engineering and metal production, 100% ownership of engineering is not necessary. We are in the process of pursuing strategic options along those lines." Unquote.
Okay, I hadn't seen that comment yet.
No, of course not, because it's
Okay, and you think that by it's reasonable to assume that in the second half of 2014, this should lead to some kind of conclusion or some kind of that's a reasonable assumption, I guess, in the second half of 2014.
Well, it's a reasonable assumption. However, you know, and everybody knows that such operations are very complicated, and you always need two people to sign a deed, and due diligence is not signature. So the future is uncertain, and we don't want to overshoot the expectations. We are real, but we are working on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for that additional clarification.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. Thank you. Our next question comes from Ingo Kaiser from Naturio Finance. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, all. I have a question on your, or several questions on your vanadium activities. So it seems that you have seen a very strong operational improvement in that business in the first quarter, and I'm wondering about the drivers behind that. Given that on a year-on-year comparison, the vanadium prices were actually still down, so it must have been some other operational improvement probably in your new roaster. Maybe you can be a bit more specific about that in particular, since you were saying in the press release that the gross margin there was up 200%. In this context, I'm wondering how sustainable this margin improvement is that you have seen there. Maybe you can comment whether we could expect that this continues on that level or even is improving. And finally, on the vanadium market pricing trend, so since the end of last year, it seems that it has been picking up a bit. And what is your view on the trend going forward?
Vanadium has been and will be always a center of our activities in AMG. We have here the presently best performer in AMG's portfolio. It is exceeding expectations. The reason for that is not really price. The price is only moderately up. When you look at it, it is 9% in a period of 4 months. It has corrected a little. First of all, it's not down, but our performance is very consistent, creeping up as the production level reaching or is closing in on full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a very satisfactory also in the first month of the second quarter. We have several expansion thoughts in vanadium, and we will continuously improve our operating performance. And we believe that we are the lowest cost producer of ferrovanadium in the world. That has partly, of course, to do with the fee structure of our contracts, of our supply contracts. But essentially, fees are not paid in primary mining. So when you're primary mine, you don't get fees. Since we have 100% recycling, and for a portion of our intake, we get fees. That is, of course, giving us a cost advantage vis-à-vis the rest of the industry. You have in vanadium also a very interesting supply structure. If I was doing the definition of critical materials, I would include vanadium in that definition in a very prominent way, because the supply structure of of when you analyze the supply structure is heavily focused in difficult areas. And as you know, also the very heavy supplier in vanadium is Russia, and also certain plants in South America, in South Africa. So that it's not, you can't say that the supply structure is stable. We expect that to be driving the vanadium price up in the long term, as it and we are positioned for that in a very good way. Now, also, we are the largest producer of ferrovanadium in North America, which is a net importer of ferrovanadium. So it's always good to be to be producer in a region which is a net importer. And we are in this market the environmental leader. We have said in the past, and it is very important, that our production process is highly environmentally compatible. We have a very, very efficient and market-leading technology, especially as regard to residues, especially within residues as regard to wastewater. We have a dry process, which is operating through a cascade of furnaces, and therefore we are shielded against happenings which have hampered other recyclers.
Okay, thank you. And maybe you can comment on the sustainability of the margin level in the near term, maybe second quarter or so.
That is stable, and that is a very stable picture. I can't read you the internal projections, but
okay.
But you stable is much too conservative.
Okie dokie. So thank you very much, Dr. Schimmelbusch.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Delise Lebadadu from Kempen. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. I only have one question left, and that's regarding the critical mass that you mentioned in certain critical materials. And I was wondering if you can elaborate once again on which materials you would be considering to include in the key focus area for potential expansion, especially that ferrovanadium was already basically expanded. In tantalum, I assume the contract is already covering your capacity. Do you see more potential for designing similar contracts in tantalum if you were to expand that? And, yeah, more in general, what would be the key materials to focus on once there is more room on the balance sheet to do so?
Yes, thank you. The industry consolidation is the absolute center of our strategic thinking. In general, in each of our niche markets, we have very few competitors, and to consolidate such a segment is the lowest risk and fastest. It's a low risk and quick way to improve operations. It's of course difficult because you always need the willingness of the other side to consolidate. And the best example for that successfully was aluminum master alloys. As you know, we acquired the aluminum master alloy business in North America, KB Alloys, for 3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, for $23 million. We have since that time, reduced working capital by 60%, increased the EBITDA to 130%. That has been a 3-year payback, and if you calculate that as other things being equal contribution to the share price, it's 1.2 euros per share. Of course, this is not visible because it's subsegmental, but it shows how powerful industry concentration can be. So, yes, we are working on a number of them. However, you need the other party to a merger is always two, and you need the willingness of other parties to consolidate. Now, industry consolidation, by the way, goes in two directions. Sometimes it might even make sense to have the benefit in the way of selling an activity. We believe in general that if there is a clear-cut consolidation opportunity, both parties benefit, and it may be of secondary importance who is the buyer and who is the seller, as long as you achieve the financial result. So, if that tells you something.
Yes, but just one follow-up, if you could, maybe specify which would be, if you can, of course, which would be the key material that you would be targeting, and whether you would stick to materials that are already in the portfolio, or do you think other critical materials could be interesting as well?
Well, I shouldn't, because that would weaken certain negotiating positions.
Okay, that's fair enough. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. Thank you. We appear to have no further questions at this time. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
I'd just like to thank everyone for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you in August at our Q2 results.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.